It's Marketplace Tech for November 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We have a new president, and his name is Donald Trump. His new job has some challenges, many of them tech-related. Over the next 4 years, many more drones will take flight. Self-driving cars may hit roads in larger numbers. The list goes on. To talk about President-elect Donald Trump's impact on tech policy, I am joined by Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. Hiya, Molly.
Hey, Ben.
So here we are. One issue that President-elect Trump will face is where the people who build our tech are based. This is something I guess he's talked about relatively recently on the campaign trail this past January.
I was saying, make America great again. I actually think we can say now, and I really believe this, we're going to get things coming. We're going to get Apple to start building their damn computers and things in this country instead of in other countries.
Okay, how might he bring that plan to fruition, Molly?
It's pretty hard to make a company do something. But there are certainly incentives that could be enacted, right? There are obviously tax incentives. There are potentially regulations or lifting of regulation that might make it easier to bring jobs back to the United States. I think a lot of the issues that Donald Trump supporters were worried about were this sort of like disappearance of U.S.-based jobs. And certainly some of that was the result of trade, but a lot of that was also the result of automation. And that was something that didn't get talked about by Donald Trump too much on the campaign trail, but it is going to be a huge technology issue going forward.
So another big issue that President-elect Donald Trump will face is this debate over law enforcement and encryption. He was very anti-Apple during the company's debate with the FBI earlier this year. We called up Jonathan Zittrain of Harvard's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society and asked him what he thought.
He announced at one point that we should, quote, close the internet, quote, in some spaces in order to prevent ISIS recruitment and radicalization. So that's an example of being ready to see internet access cut off in some regions around the world.
Close off the internet. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, look, this is part of the reason that the tech industry has been very concerned about a Trump presidency. And again, none of this has been presented as official policy. So it is really hard to know what's exactly going to happen. Certainly, Donald Trump has fallen very, very firmly on the side of security when it comes to conversations about encryption. One can expect, and I think the tech industry is preparing for a lot of conversations about how to deal with security and also keep technology moving forward. And I would imagine some of those conversations are going to get a lot more pointed now.
Senior tech correspondent for Marketplace, Molly Wood. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Ben.
And you know what they say about judgment in books and covers, right? Researchers at Kyushu University in Japan built a neural network or machine vision algorithm that can look at a book's cover and identify that book's genre. They fed the algorithm 138,000 book covers from Amazon and taught it the correlation between the cover and the genre. As long as the machines aren't writing the books themselves yet, I think we're still okay. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.